Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Outcry Radio. I am your host, John Williams. I am the creator, and every week we bring you art and creativity in its purest form. Everyone is welcome. Man, I would be remiss if I didn't take a moment to thank Blog Talk Radio. They made this possible. Find us on the web, www.blogtalkradio.com/Outcry Radio. Man, we've been doing this thing for a minute. I'm just stacking up the years. I think we're up to like 8 years now. More than 500 episodes, over 1,000 hours of content streaming on the web. We are available globally. This ain't FM radio, y'all. We do what we want to do here. I get the best guests, hottest interviews, realest stories. Y'all already know. If you do want to find us in some of these MP3 type download areas, we are on iTunes, man. If you go in there and type Outcry Radio, my name, any of the guest names, it'll come up, man. You'll be surprised, like, oh, my God, this guy's talked to everybody. This week we got a special exclusive. Yeah, man. These cats are no strangers to hip-hop. They've been friends of the show for years and years and years, and I promised you before I was going to keep tabs on them. Man, it goes without saying that these people that we're getting ready to talk to today, they understand music. I'm talking about good music, not this garbage that's out, not this mumble rap, but I'm talking about MCing, man, in the purest form. Graphic nature, y'all, that's what we talking to today. And I don't want to waste no time. You know, last time they was on the show, they completely jacked the show. You know what I'm saying? They're from Chicago, so they let me know. They told me how the show was going to go, and this week is no different. So it really does bring me honor and great joy to welcome to Outcry Radio for the third time. I mean, that's like VIP status. I rarely do that. I promise you. It's one and done. One and done. One hit wonder. But these guys have been doing it for decades, man. Decades. So without further ado, I'd like to bring to the microphone for an exclusive interview my friends, man, my brothers, Graphic Nature. Man, how y'all doing, man? What's going on?
What's up? What's up, bro? How you living, man? Good to talk to you.
What's going on, man?
Man, Copa. Hey, Copacetic. I have no complaints, man. I'm alive. I got all my fingers and toes. Money flowing in decent. You know, the weather's beautiful. Man, but we ain't talking about me. We talking about you guys. First off, let me just start right here, because there's some people out there that, you know, they got turtle syndrome. You know, they go in their shell. They don't come out much. Maybe they haven't heard all these dozens and dozens of joints y'all have out. They don't know nothing about Graphic Nature MC. They don't know about the apparel, the countless shows y'all do, the awards y'all have won. So we want to rewind, man, and do like they used to do in them Rocky movies, where you just bring people up to speed in their first couple of minutes, you know what I mean, so they can let them know who they're dealing with, so they can know how big a deal this is. So for the people that meet you for the first time, you know, they're tuning in for the first time, could you tell us, who is Graphic Nature, man? What's y'all special form of art? What is it that y'all do, man?
Well, we're Graphic Nature MCs, a lyrical hardcore MC camp from Chicago, Illinois, West Side, Chicago, Austin area. Right now, we're holding it down for Chicago underground hip hop, and pretty much we're branding our brand GNMC. And we're touring the Midwest and the entire region right now as part of our campaign Level Up. And we're just trying to get our name out there, you know. The next move is going international. Well, you know, national first before we go international. So we're just some cool dudes just trying to get our voices heard and share some of this lifestyle we have.
Absolutely. I tell you this, man, Graphic Nature is composed. You know, y'all a duo, but y'all, we can't forget about you know, Mr. Hitty Brown, you know, he comes with the beat. So what makes up Graphic Nature, man? Because I know y'all got a lot of folks in y'all camp, but what's like the, if we take it to the basis element, what is Graphic Nature composed of, consist of?
Graphidation consists of regimen. It's more or less a consistency thing about it. You know what I mean? It's a formula that we put together. We represent, you know what I'm saying, health, fitness, you know what I'm saying, body, that we represent education. You know what I mean? We represent the hood, you know what I mean, because that's where we all come from. You know what I mean? That's what we represent. The whole makeup come basically just allowing each other to be each other. You know, we don't try to fit into anybody's box. You know, we try to do everything unique. Keep everything authentic, unique, and that way you stay on your toes.
Absolutely, man. I can tell you that, you know, when we go back and look at some of the historical data from the shows, I'm telling you, man, there's people that have re-looped and re-looped. I don't know if they're trying to get their bike formula together, but, I mean, I literally have thousands of listens, not just in the U.S., man. We got folks all over, man. It's this cat in Saudi Arabia, I promise, alone. He had like 150 hits, man. So I guess he just kept coming back to hear the music. You know, tell us a little bit about, you know, your projects, what you got cracking now, because this is an interactive show. Right now, people are listening from their computer, from their smartphone. They're checking in. So if we throw out a website, if we throw out a hashtag, a Twitter feed, all that, they'll be able to go there, man. So real quick, early in the show, I want people to be able to connect with you guys. What's some of the best ways?
Well, you know, if you want to become a more personal social media interactor, you can follow both of us individually, of course, at 33 Mr. Misfit. And then you can follow So Illy at So Illy, and that's at SOILLIE. And then you can follow Henny Brown at Henny Brown. That's how you can interact with us on a personal level. And then as far as obtaining music, you can go to Reverb Nation, Key and Graphic Nature MCs. You can go to SoundCloud, Key and Mr. To You. You can actually just go on Google and Google Graphic Nature MCs. That way you can get caught up on all of the shows, the newest videos, the newest drops that we're dropping. We're currently now promoting the album Level Up, the LP, which is a strong contending LP, lyrical hardcore, also got some fun. It's pretty much off the wall. I'm really proud of the project myself. We're touring off this project right now. In addition to that, follow up on a solo EP by my man So Illy, one half of Graphic Nature MCs, Manifestation. It's something heavy, man. It's something heavy coming. So, like, we're really just trying to keep the tempo, you know, keep up the tempo and level up, you know what I'm saying, in every aspect, beyond music. You know, it's more than beats and rhymes.
Man, y'all definitely schooling me and others on it because it is a lifestyle, man. There's a lot of cats out there. That this, I promise you, this era, no diss, but they just do. They have no concept sometimes of what hip hop is. Have no concept of what lyrics are. And, you know, it used to be a time where somebody would say something in a rhyme, and I would look up and say, "Man, that was really clever." You know, they have to be educated. But you know, nowadays, man, with this mumble rap and you jumping around, and you think everything is about being turned up, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's a time and place for it. But what makes Graphic Nature hip hop? Like the pure hip hop different from some of this mainstream stuff that you might hear and might see on TV. What make y'all different, man?
A lot of it is, man, you know, we don't follow the trend, man. You know, we get it from all angles, you know, all y'all stuff to hip hop, all y'all stuff is there. It gotta be more turned up. You know what I mean? It's a place for everybody, you know? I mean, if that's what they do, that's what they do. We just do what we do. You know, I don't try to compete with the young cats. You know, I just try to let the young cats do the young cats, and then we just do us. We represent, you know what I'm saying, our era. You know, it's not too weird. I mean, how much Nas can you listen to? How much Rick Ross can you listen to? So, I mean, our era, you know what I mean? Like Dr. Dre said, man, nobody listens to battle rap anymore. Like, but Dr. Dre, you know, when he said that, I'm like, what is all your fans dead? Like, you know, it's still people out in our generation, new music, you know? It's still people that want to hear new music.
And just to piggyback on what Illy's saying, it's just like I get a lot of inboxes on, like, people touching us with
the uniqueness about us. Like, we don't have a style that's ever been heard. Like, we kind of, like, be ourselves. And it's more natural this time around because it's like we're documenting our lives. We're documenting our experiences. We like to think that we're unique. We come from the west side of Chicago. Like, a lot of real good hip-hop, feel-good hip-hop come from, like, the south side of Chicago, if you want to be honest. But to represent the west side of Chicago with intellectual and combative hip-hop, hardcore hip-hop, lyrical hip-hop, is, like, it's kind of out of the habitat. I'm not saying we're the only representatives, but there's a lot. Salute Shadow Master. You know, that's the first person come to mind when I think of West Side hip-hop. But just to touch on those type of the touch people that they feel that, yo, this is something different. You know what I'm saying? From the beat selection to the way we articulate what we're saying, the lingo that we use, these are the things that I really put into place, or we put into place, is to separate ourselves from whatever genre of hip-hop, whether it be mumble rap or underground hip-hop, backpack hip-hop, lyrical hip-hop, conscious hip-hop. We're diverse and not just conceptual rap or conceptual songs, but conceptual through verses. That's how Graphic Nature is. Yep. That's how Graphic Nature is solidified.
You listen to one of our joints, you know what I mean, and play it again 6 months later and get something new from it. You know, it's always.
I would have to agree with you. I would have to agree with you, man. You know, I remember I got that first that blue collar hip hop. I got that. You know, then y'all was able to be a blessing with me with some of the early release. You know, because I got a pass with them, so I got a chance to listen to a lot of the music. And I'm gonna tell you like this, man. I listen to it on the way to work, when I'm going out of town, you know, when I'm washing the car in the garage, you know, like when I'm mowing grass, when I'm taking that morning cardio. And I appreciate Mr. Misfit giving me some of them workout tips, man. He got me over there looking prison swole, to be honest with you. And I listen to it then, so it's very versatile, very, very versatile. Real quick, you guys tune in to Art Crowd Radio. I'm your host, John Williams. And today, we've been talking. This is an exclusive interview, Graphic Nature, MCs, hip-hop, west side of Chicago, represent. And we talking about their Level Up project. Now, I did get that kite y'all sent to me. Y'all got me, like, if we was in prison or something, I got y'all put some music on my books. And I have some songs, man. I can't run them all, but I got to tell you, it's a couple of them that's just amazing. Bottom line, the first one I heard was called Certified Dopeness. I want to run it for my audience, but tell me a little bit about that record, Certified Dopeness.
Well, that was more or less a joint where we just wanted to solidify who we are and what we stand for. You know, I mean, pretty much that's it. It wasn't really a really complex thought process behind it. It's just that, like, during the last tour, you know, we encountered a few people that had a few things to say. And, you know what I mean, they kind of felt like as if we didn't represent what we said we represent. So that's where basically our joy came from, and hopefully the person that needed to hear it heard it.
Well, they're going to hear it now, I'll tell you that much. Hey, I'm going to go to Certified Dopeness. I want everybody to feel this, you know, and stop what you're doing. I'm about to ruin the image and status you used to. You know what I'm saying? We're getting ready to throw y'all some real hip-hop, man. So get y'all ears ready. Put them headphones up, turn it up, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about the Level Up project and some of the events and things that they got cracking. We also hit on the apparel line. They just doing so many things, but right now let's get into this Certified Dopeness. World premiere on R Crowd Radio. Let go right now.
Yep.
Certified dopeness. approach folding honor, graphic bar sharper, pierced through body armor, cheat code on Contra, lucrative staff, dangerous drafts, academy, extraordinary men, science and math, shine like the moon crash, snaps in big bags, flip the brand for quick cash, it moves fast. Na 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 na. After the set, we gon' go and blaze the bar. And after we blaze the bar, no containing the guards. My catalog, I have y'all all ducking the brawl. Rhyming, laid back, lazily, lazy boy reclining. Index on my tempo, masterminding. While your mind at on a climax, lack substance and rhyme whack. I'm beyond that. Ain't no INT. When chasing dreams on the scene, cash rules everything. Certified dopeness.
Certified dopeness.
When you out on the grind, moving all the time in that Chicago state of mind. Certified dopeness.
Certified dopeness.
Shapeshifter, key bars off the Richter. Styles like the flea flicker, to you is mister. Get off your knees before they blister. Once got sand in your shoes like the drifters. Crack the liquor, small-minded cats can't see the big picture. These vocals, they poke holes like fofos. While you standing there, acting sus like you the popo. Can't nothing stop the way the dough grow. I'm adding on for shoujo, bitch pressing a little more. Gifted with the dope flow, yo chick know. Autographed the breasts at the last show. Slid me the math on the Lolo, but I ain't on that though. Certified, this is what it's like when doves cry. Love a good fish fry. Limit is the sky, why ask why? It's all dopeness, no lie.
Ain't no INT. When chasing dreams on the scene, cash rules everything. Certified dopeness.
Certified dopeness.
When you out on the grind, moving all the time in that Chicago state of mind. Certified dopeness.
Certified dopeness.
Yeah, now y'all see what we dealing with. I hope y'all see what we dealing with right now. Welcome back to R-Cry Radio. I'm your host, John Williams, and we have an interview, exclusive interview, graphic nature. Oh my God, that's nuts. It's still going. Oh man, I wish I could run it back. I promise that's gonna be the joint. Soon we hang up, I'm getting ready to hit the cardio machine. I'm gonna throw that right on. I'm throwing it right on. Angry. Just amazing, fellas. Appreciate that.
Well,
I don't even know what to say. It's like one of them uncomfortable silences. It's like, man, that's what music supposed to sound like. So y'all got that going. Now that we. So this Level Up project, man. Like I've been hearing it. I've been seeing it on social media. You know, I've been. Tell us about that, man. What that really means. Break down Level Up for us.
Well, Level Up. The terminology itself is just pretty much better yourself. Build yourself up. Be the better person than you was yesterday. Be the best lady that you was yesterday. You know, put yourself in a better position than you was in the previous minutes. You know, that's what Level Up is. That's the terminology. And that's what it's about, progression, right? That's what everything should be about, progression. You will never be able to gain mass and muscle if you continue to do the same workouts and continue to do the same reps. You have to change to level up. I've made sacrifices in my hip-hop career and from my personal life to contribute to my hip-hop career to level up, to make time to level up. So when we say that, you know, that comes from a really personal place. So, like, I hope it affects people in that matter. You know what I'm saying? But really? the campaign initiated from last year, we did over 120 shows, 2015. And
I'm confused. He said, because I wanted to make sure I heard that correctly, because sometimes people say things and then they skate over it like it ain't nothing. Like, you know, like somebody say, hey, man, how much money did you make last year? Or like, what was your earned income? And then somebody say, oh, you know, last year I made $6 million, and next year I think I'm going to go $7 million. You know, so when you said that, you were like, you know, last year we did 120 shows. You mean 120, like what come after 119?
Well, pretty much, it's like I was saying, it was combative. It was combative in a form of a lot of it was like just to get our out there and really just to pretty much build a base. But you know, the next year after that, we gained the state love. We gained an award that said that we were the best hip hop duo in Chicago. You know, voted. So it's like, man, that gratification, it's amazing. That's 2015, but what can we do moving forward in 2016 that would take us to that next level or separate us from our peers in Chicago, and we won't only be spoken about is Chicago. We can be spoken in Missouri. We can be spoken about in New York. You know what I'm saying? So that's what the level up concept come from. And the campaign was so authentic, and I say authentic because I believe I was the first person using the terminology level up. So give them a kudos myself that. But
right. And it's recorded, so, you know, so now we can actually put that footnote in there. That way people know who it started. Because, I mean, I do hear these kids saying it nowadays, man. I do.
but the fact that it was authentic, and not only authentic, the level up campaign was authentic. But it was consistent. It wasn't that it was just like a phase that we did. I've done videos for a quarter and a half, you know, motivating people, you know, contribute something positive about in your life today. Level up, you know, like, you know, make a positive impact in your life today. Like, you know, from that to the projects that we were dropping in between before the Level Up project. The campaign itself, if we're not just telling you to level up, you can see our growth and see our progression as we use the hashtag level up, it leading into the album level up.
Man, y'all got me motivated, and, you know, it would be unfair if I didn't share some more music with them. But before we start going out giving some of these freebies, man, because I know y'all generous, but I'm telling you, man, good music should be rewarded, man. You got to reward good music. And I want all my listeners out there to go find Graphic Nature Hip Hop, Graphic Nature MC. I want y'all to go there and find that Level Up project. Go and make that investment. I promise you, you're not going to be disappointed. You're going to have an opportunity to do some really special things with that music. It's going to be different. It's going to be unique. People are going to say, man, what's that? That's you? And then you're going to have a good conversation about it. Y'all gave me another one, man. Y'all gave me another one. It's called Made It. I'm going to be honest, man. This one right here, this is the intro. Ah, man, magnifique, man. Mwah, marvelous. I put it on, I was like, ooh-wee, this is mean right here. This is going to be a monster. So Made It, give me an intro on that, and then I'll run it for them, and then when we come back, we're going to just make sure folks know how to reach you, and we're going to touch a little bit on, you know, what's important, what y'all got planned in the future. So how did the LP Made It come about?
Made It, man. A lot of it had to do with the beat. You know what I mean? The beat was pretty hectic. And like when you wake up in the morning and you go in the bathroom, you know what I mean, you look yourself in the mirror and you see what you become, you know, and you see what you could have became. You know, and like we come from a lot of adversity individually, you know, coming up, and based on statistics, neither one of us really supposed to be alive or actually walking these streets free. So the Made It joint is more or less a celebration. Like, man, when we sit back and we look at what we came through, what we are and where we headed, you know, so that's more or less where that Made It joint came.
Man, well said. You know, to your point, man, none of this was supposed to happen, man. We supposed to been dead, shot in jail, you know, all these different some things that they say that they're supposed to occur, the statistics, but we defied the odds, man. I'm running it. It's called Made It. I want y'all to stay tuned, man. Listen to this. Come back. We're going to talk about where y'all can find and where shows is happening, where y'all get their music on our crowd radio. Another exclusive, man. Man, I'm giving y'all the best right now.
Cats be be pity pat. Need their tampons back under the housewife act. These bars like steel fat. It's the return of the Mac. HB on the track. Make sure to get you one of them GNMC hats. I'm a wordsmith.
Yup,
yep, it's God's gift. Talk with multi-tongues. On the low, she sprung. Raised in the slum, quick to expose the lungs. Can't negotiate terms. What will these bastards learn? All I do is earn. Kick back, let it burn. Your issue's not a concern. It's like mixing Remy with rum. Won't settle for crumbs. Mingle in wolf packs. Heard the hammer clap. Supreme silverback. Some trapped a diplomat. I love it when they clap. A straight iron addict rap. Time to level up. Running through the game like a Mack truck. Flat out, cat. I don't give a flying fuck.
Level up and never changing. Lifestyle all amazing. Might not be shit to you.
My grandma, I think I made it.
Undergrowth, underrated. Underpaid, but never faded. Might not be shit to you.
My mama, I think I made it.
Level up and never changing. Lifestyle all amazing. Might not be shit to you.
My grandma, I think I made it.
Underdog, underrated. Underpaid, but never faded. May not be shit to you.
My mama, I think I made it.
Wooly P, deep west. Fresh off the bench press, concentrate, eat set, my muscle connect, hit the floor on all nuts, a buck, gonna push up, till I'm buffed, stuffed, and cut, get up like ninja what, body blows and uppercuts, chop throws and head butts, graphic at large, beat brawler, basically brawl all of y'all, no holds ball, iron claw, reckless Neanderthal, I am raw, all y'all, better recognize, and see where I'm coming from, it's straight west side. Austin community, down for the ride. Long City, hell up, where I learned to grind. You're starving, severe scars, heartless hearts. It's dark, them bars ain't harming. Harmless, delicate, soft and charming. Peep, Charlie charming. Bait, purse alarming. Six rain bombing. Flow sporadic. Stay in your lane, damning or get wet and brain damage. You make your mane vanish. Main
level up and never changing. Lifestyle all amazing. Might not be shit to you.
My grandma, I think I made it.
Undergrowth, underrated. Underpaid, but never faded.
Might not be shit to you.
My mama, I think I made it.
Level up and never changing. Lifestyle all amazing. Might not be shit to you.
My grandma, I think I made it.
Underdog, underrated. Underpaid, but never faded. May not be shit to you.
My mama, I think I made it.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Art Cry Radio. Ooh, we man. Woo! Crazy. My grandma think I made it. I mean, who don't want they smile and approval from grandma, grandpa? Welcome back to Art Cry Radio. I'm your host, John Williams, and you are tuned in to an exclusive interview with Graphic Nature. And you just heard Made It. Earlier in the show, we played Certified Dopeness off their new LP, Level Up. They gave us a breakdown. Man, I wish we had 30 hours, but I know y'all gentlemen are very, very busy. So before we end the show, I want to make sure that we just rewind it, man. Like back in the day, we had those maxi cassettes. We could just stick a pencil in there and rewind it for it. But tell us again how folks can find you and give us a snapshot of what some things coming up for Graphic Nature.
All right. Well, you can go that Level Up project that you just played. You can find that on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal. You can also go to Facebook and TN Graphic Nature MCs and hit the inbox. You know, we can definitely start up some arrangements. You can pay on PayPal. We get that out to you in 2 to 5 days. With GNMC merch also. In addition to that, you can find all of our music on ReverbNation.com/GraphicNatureMCs. Also, YouTube. TN Graphic Nature MCs Level Up to get all of our videos and music downloaded on YouTube. You can follow us individually to interact on social media, whether that be IG, Facebook, or Twitter. Myself, Mr. Misfit at 33 Mr. Misfit, MrMisfit. You can also follow So Illy on any of the other said handles I said is at So Illy at SOILLIE. We love it, y'all. Graphic Nature, y'all.
Man, I appreciate y'all being a blessing to us, man, with some real music, man. I promise I'm so tired of the foolishness. It just turned me off. I mean, y'all definitely remotivated us. So thank you so much for tuning in. Like I said before, y'all are absolutely VIPs, man. You let me know anything that y'all need, and I promise, man, you know, I got you.
Yeah, John, let me say one more thing, man. Like, Graphic Nation is a movement. And we're movement. And, man, we want everybody to come along for this ride, man. We want as many people as possible a part of it. You know, it's not like we want to be a family, you know. It's not like, you know, we some untouchable people sitting up on a big throne or whatever. You know, we want, man, if you like the music, you like what we represent, you like the lifestyle, man, then please, please, by all means, come on board. You know, man, we got giveaways, we got all types of stuff going on. We definitely wanna increase this fan base, you know, to so that we can make more noise and we can represent for our era of hip hop. You know, so again, definitely, like, whoever's listening, you know what I mean, definitely go on one of those sites that my man just mentioned and definitely come on and be a part of the team.
Absolutely, man. And if anybody missed any portion of the show, y'all know how we do. Man, we digital now. You can send this hyperlink out. If it's somebody that you think want to hear this kind of music, man, that you think is going to be uplifted by it, just send them a link, man. Paste it in the IG, paste it in one of them instant messages, man. You know, I really Snapchat or whatever, all that. You can do it very easy. And find us on the web, www.blogtalkradio.com/rcry. You can check out this episode or any of the other previous Graphic Nation episodes out there. We got it on iTunes. This is the purest form of interview. We're not breaking off with crazy commercials talking about how to buy a car. This is the purest form of art, and I'm so happy that they took time, man, to chop it up with your boy, man. God bless y'all. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Y'all motivating, inspiring people y'all don't even know y'all doing. So thank you very much, man.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it, man. Much love.
All right. Well, I'm finna run it again. I told you I got to hear it again, man. Made it one more time. I heard it again.
Don't go.